This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1453. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded March 26th, new season schedules from all over. Program tips from BCQ, Chum, XCRF. Loran C closing down. Layoffs at CBC. Bolivian has a new name. New clandestine for Madagascar. Greece back to three transmitters. And the propagation outlook. With the summertime change in Europe on March 29th, some of our World of Radio airings move one UT hour earlier, notably via World Radio Network to most of the world except North America. Will be heard Saturdays at 0800 UT. Via IRRS shortwave starting April 3rd, our schedule is Fridays at 1930 UT on 7290, and Saturdays at 0800 on 9510, except both the last Saturday in March and the first Saturday in April were preempted for other programming. New Zealand goes off summertime the following weekend, April 5th, which means some changes in our schedule via World FM in Tawa. Check their website for those. Probably, in most cases, one UT hour later to stay at more or less the same local time, except for their relays of World of Radio via WRN North America, which have already moved one UT hour earlier. Glad to hear from James McDonald in Nigeria that our broadcast on WWCR Fridays at 20:30 UT on 15825 is making it through. Effective immediately, there is a time change for our airing on Area 51 5110 via WBCQ. UT Fridays at midnight. That's 23 hours earlier than before, when we hope there will be a smaller probability of preemption and perhaps somewhat better reception 1 hour later in the evening. That's Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Central Time on 5110. And followed by the International Radio Report from CKUT to stay next to World of Radio at midnight 30, UT Fridays. Our other WBCQ airings on 7415 remain Mondays at 2200 UT and Tuesday through Friday at 1900 UT. The Monday 19 UT airing is being ceded to Frecuencia al Día, the Spanish DX program by Dino Blois. Alan Wiener tells us of another new show on WBCQ. It's Monday through Friday at 22 to 23 UT. He says it's an alternative news and blues program hosted by Dave Von Kleist, or is it Von Kleist? The name of it, according to the schedule, is Unpolitically Correct. I've not yet had a chance to check out where he's coming from. Off the Hook has been restored on WBCQ, this time on the Area 51 schedule, 5110, Wednesdays at 2300 UT, which makes Will Martin in Missouri very happy. A report from ARRL via Andrea Borgnino in Italy, bclnews.it, says the U.S. Coast Guard is discontinuing Loran stations due to economic conditions, closing down the 24 Loran C, that is, long-range aid to navigation stations operated under Coast Guard auspices. These are the ones on long wave, but as we found when we drive by near Boise City, Oklahoma, they put out harmonics into the medium wave band. They will be closed down by the end of this fiscal year, and I suppose will be a blow to the economy of little places like Boise City. Not one, but two items of news this week from No Man's Land. In NRCDX News, the AM Switch column reported some FCC news that they've dismissed an application to move KGYN 1210 in Guymon, Oklahoma, to Oklahoma City and raise power to 50 kilowatts daytime. This had been applied for quite a while ago. So I went to the newspaper online at Gaiman, the Daily Herald, to see if the Gaimanese knew about this. I didn't find anything more recent than last April 28th, when KJYN was setting the record straight. Basically, they were saying that they no longer had any plans to move to Oklahoma City at that time, although it's taken another 11 months for the FCC to get rid of that application. I'm not sure if that was voluntarily or not. It seems when KGYN was leased out to Clear Channel, they're the ones who wanted to move it to Oklahoma City, but now it's back under local ownership and management, and they're going to stay as the only AM station in the panhandle of Oklahoma. A medium wave DX test was arranged at very short notice last week, in fact so short that it was impossible to publicize on something like a weekly DX program. WSAR in Massachusetts. Word did get out, of course, on the internet, and it was widely heard in Northeast America and even as far as Scotland by Paul Crankshaw. That was on 1480 kilohertz. Its sister station is scheduled for another DX test, which we have news of just barely in time for Sunday, March 29th, 1 to 2 a.m. Eastern, 05 to 06 UT. It's WHTB in Fall River, Massachusetts, on 1400 kilohertz. Lots of luck, since there are hundreds of other stations on what DXers call a graveyard channel. From Bill Westenhaver and via Jay Sachtevelt in India, we have the new schedule for A09. That is the season starting March 29th of Radio Canada International. I'll mention a few of the Sackville-only frequencies for English-only broadcasts, which, even though aimed at Europe, are also audible in much of North America. Some of these are aimed back toward North America, of course, as Radio Canada Internal. Daily at 1505 to 1705 on 9515. Now, there are two broadcasts to Africa. One of these used to be to Europe at 18 to 19 UT. The only Sackville frequency is 17735, and at 20 to 21, there are two, 15235 and 17735. Then back to North America at 2305 for 1 hour on 6100 daily, and on weeknights only, add another hour until 0105 Tuesday through Saturday. Long-expected cutbacks at CBC came to light starting March 25th. A good place to keep up with this is the blog InsideTheCBC.com, as Ricky Leong points out. CBC President Hubert Lacroix said these are tough times for the public broadcaster. We need $171 megadollars to balance our budget, which will mean 800 layoffs. They plan to raise $125 megadollars through the sale of assets, assuming the government allows CBC to keep the proceeds. But even with that, they still need to dispense with 800 positions. And there was another story about this in the Toronto Star, neither of them mentioning one word about RCI. But I expect they will be affected. Thanks also to Dale Rothert for the Star story. On a more local level in Toronto, a format change at one of their big AM stations, 1050 CHUM. There wasn't much notice of this, but the day before, via Andy Reid and Scott Feibusch, press release said that CHUM would launch an all-news format on March 26, starting at 5 a.m. local time. That is replacing Oldies Music. It's to be known as CP24, not to be confused with a real call sign. I happen to catch an interesting show on XCR 1570 on the Mexican border. It's UT Sundays at 04:30 to 5:30, soon to be 1 hour earlier starting April 12th due to DST starting in Mexico. It's called Palomitas de Papel. I suppose that alludes to little paper messages being attached to messenger pigeons. Actually, it's a contact program. Listeners trying to locate long-lost relatives or friends. Most of them, it seems, on the other side of the border in Texas or vice versa. They're giving out a lot of phone numbers and P.O. boxes in Texas. Although they supposedly have seven shortwave transmitters, CVC in Chile, with studios in Miami, is further reducing its schedule to account for only three transmitters, plus one for a couple of hours in DRM for A09. Just one frequency at a time in Portuguese from 12 to 02 on 15410. And in Spanish, they manage two frequencies from 12 to 02 on 17680 and 12 to 23 on 9635, followed by 23 until 02 hours on 6070, colliding with CFRX. But that's a lot better, only 3 hours of collision, than running it all night. One of the stations in Bolivia has suddenly changed its name, reported by Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia on the Condish list. It's the one on 4796.4, once known as Radio Majku. That's hard to pronounce, M-A-L-L-K-U. Now it's a bit easier to pronounce, heard March 21st at 22:30 to midnight 15, as Radio Lipes. That's L-I-P-E-Z. It's in Ujuni, Bolivia. They're announcing the frequency as 4795. He says he got a QSL card from them in 2000 mentioning Lipes. It seems those are two provinces in the area. Rafael doesn't bother with accents, but with a bit of Googling, I think it's spelled with an acute accent on the I. In Panorama, for Atividade de Xixe, Celio Romais in Brazil says Rádio Cultura Brasil in São Paulo is again active on 9615. He heard it around 1430 UT on March 21st. It was somewhat distorted. That's the one which previously had been jumping all over inside and outside the 31-meter band. And he says, to all indications, 9820 from Rádio 9 de Julho in São Paulo is on the air 24 hours, heard at least on March 22nd at 0730 UT with a Catholic program. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal logged it on March 21st at before and after 2000 UT, again with a mass, but he measured it on exactly 9818.9. Still a very difficult catch, it seems, in North America. You're listening to World of Radio number 1453. Much more info at our website, especially in the archive of DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.org. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, where your contributions are always welcome, even via PayPal. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who sent a generous check in the mail celebrating the vernal equinox to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Here's the tentative A09 frequency for Cotton Tree News, that service for Sierra Leone, sometimes broadcast from Ascension and sometimes from Rampisham, UK. It is now supposed to be from Rampisham and moving up another band, 15220, from 0730 to 0800 UT, replacing 11875. So it should be even more difficult for us to hear in North America in the middle of the night, but maybe it'll make it in the summer. James McDonald in Nigeria, who I suspect understands and speaks Hausa, has been monitoring ASO Radio International, the new morning relay on 7385 at 0529 to 0559, presumably via Russia. He says they mention the correct broadcast times and frequencies, and he still hears the weekday broadcast at 16 to 17 on 15180. And he says while it may be produced by the FM station in Abuja, I do not believe it is a relay of ASO Radio. I once heard the program stop at the same point several times before restarting from the beginning. And James McDonald gives us some further observations about the only shortwave frequency active from Cameroon, Buya, on 6005. He monitored it on March 14th and 16th. He was hearing their audio under BBC at 0700, and it's in the clear, but BBC Ascension goes off at 0706, but had distorted audio, and it was not in English. Then he heard it at 1300 with news headlines in English and then into French, ID as the national station of the CRTV and listing FM frequencies but not shortwave. Then there was a program in English about the Pope's visit at 1307. He also heard it at 1700, but with heavy interference from Russia and Iran. But the Cameroon transmitter, as far as he could tell, went off the air shortly after that. He says, I'm not surprised it isn't getting out very far at my location in Niger State. It is not strong. Reception is a little better when I visit further east in Nigeria. It may be the sign-off at 1700. I've not been able to find any nighttime frequency, which once was 3970. We hope the horrible clash between CVC Zambia and Greece on 9420 is coming to an end. Not because of any effort to do so, but because CVC is changing its schedule for A09 to 5940 at 19-22 UT. The other frequencies for this service aim northwest toward impressionable young Africans in Nigeria and Michigan, 05 to 06 on 9430 and 06 to 19 on 13590. Kathy Otto, the frequency manager and, I believe, QSL signer at Channel Africa and Centec, is retiring, so we wish her the best. Here's the A09 English schedule for Channel Africa. 03 to 05 on 3345, 03 to 04 on 6135, 05 to 08 on 7230, 06 to 07 on 15255, 08 to 12 on 9625. And again at 14 to 16, and 17 to 18 on 15235. We have numerous logs of Madagascar on 5010, where the action is, sometimes in regular AM, sometimes in carrier plus upper sideband. Stephen J. Price in Pennsylvania says on UT March 19th at 0330, he was hearing a political leader speaking to a cheering crowd. This is apparently right when President Ravalomanana stepped down and handed over the country to his successor. He says this is what shortwave is all about, a political situation unfolding in an exotic country on the other side of the world as a radio signal squeaks in on your radio. But even more interesting, a station backing ex-president Ravalomanana has sprung up, and I guess it would be considered clandestine. WRN has been transmitting Radio Mada, that's MADA, on 5895, starting March 20th, at 17 to 1730 and 0400 to 0430 UT. It's backed by a Swiss NGO called Tiako e Madagascara. Website is www.tim-sfv.ch, where when we looked, we didn't find anything about broadcasts, but instead they were mainly concerned with water purification. And these clandestine broadcasts have been difficult to hear, probably transmitted from somewhere close to Madagascar, such as South Africa. There's interference from WWCR in North America, just 5 kilohertz away. And in Europe, their co-channel to Radio Liberty for the 1700 broadcast. By the way, I've learned more or less to pronounce both presidents' name, thanks to the VOA online pronunciation guide. Did you know that exists? You'll find all kinds of useful info there, including MP3 clips of someone actually pronouncing the names. So the ex-president is Mark Ravalomanana. It seems the final A is silent, and the new one is Andri Rajoelina. What about the new shortwave station being built by World Christian Broadcasting on Madagascar? I found an update on their website, but as usual, they do not attach any specific date. It's written by Andy Baker. He says things seem to be calmer, but not everything has been resolved. Kevin and Nancy Chambers have returned to continue construction. Wire, cable tools, and building supplies that we had stored in a warehouse were destroyed during the uprisings. This may set back the completion of the project 3 to 6 months. All but one of the buildings that we need have been completed, and the towers are up. The curtain antennas are being constructed. And another paragraph has contradictory information about how many towers and antennas and transmitters. It says there are three 100,000-watt transmitters in Dallas waiting to be shipped out of Houston. And it says there are four antennas being built digital ready, which means that from each antenna, four simultaneous broadcasts on four different frequencies will be possible. Kai Ludwig, inspecting their website, says they refer to four towers, which would mean three antennas. And they had previously mentioned three antennas for different bands, also including Central Europe as one of the target areas. Jeff White explains the three Ethiopian clandestines that Radio Miami International is relaying via Germany in the A09 schedule. They're all involving the Oromo area, but with different names. Friday at 17:30 to 18 on 13830, Radio Oromia Liberation. Saturday at 17 to 17:30 on 13830, Voice of Oromia Independence. And Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 16 to 16:30 on 11760 and 15670, is Voice of Oromia Liberation Front. Zacharias Diangas and Alakesh Gupta forward an AFP article about one of the recently started target broadcasts for Sudan called Radio Dubanga, a Dutch lifeline to Darfur refugees. One small excerpt. When Radio Dubanga starts up each morning, people in camps huddle in hordes around battery-powered radios for a brief connection with the outside world, said Muhajir Muhajir, 47, one of six Darfuri journalists on the editorial team in Hilversum. Programming focuses on hard news, reported by some four dozen volunteer local correspondents in five languages, Standard Arabic, Darfuri Arabic, Masalit, Fur, and Zagawa. The tentative A09 schedule for Radio Dubanga is 0430 to 0527, on 13800 via UAE and 13840 via Madagascar, and 1530 to 1727 on 11500 via Madagascar and 13730 via Wuchtachtel, Germany. Here's the tentative A09 schedule in English of Radio Cairo in Egypt, 1215 to 1330 on 17870 to Asia, 16 to 18, 12170 to East Africa, 19 to 2030, 11510 to West Africa, 2115 to 2245, staying on the winter frequency to Europe, 6255. But a new frequency for Eastern North America at 23 to midnight 30, 11590. And at 02 to 0330 to North America, 7540. Radio Netherlands is putting the nail in the coffin of English broadcasts via Bonaire. After abolishing shortwave to North America, one English broadcast remained in B08 to West Africa at 20 to 21 on 17810, but easily audible back here in North America, but that is being canceled. The English hour to West Africa moving to France on 11610, along with frequencies we can't hear from Madagascar, 5905 and 7425. From Radio Sweden's website, Sergei Nikishin in Moscow learns that Radio Sweden is closing down its Swedish language department, stopping producing programs for Swedes abroad. However, there will continue to be Swedish on shortwave, but all of those will be domestic service relays. Dragan Lekic tells DX Listening Digest he had a talk with the technical director of International Radio Serbia, who informed him that the Stublina transmitting station near Belgrade has been off the air since December because the electric transformer station is roasted. They're waiting on building a new one in a few months. But the relays via Bijeljina in Bosnia will continue with 250 kilowatts on one frequency at a time, and they have a new one for North America, 9580. In English, at midnight 30 to 0100, Monday through Saturday, and from 01 to 1:30 daily. The previous hour is in Serbian. The trouble is, 9580 is already occupied and will continue to be, during those 2 hours, by other stations broadcasting to North America in English, Romania at midnight, and Havana at 0100. So a big collision is coming unless something gives. Oh, Havana, that is, relaying China Radio International on 9580. Unless Serbia can come up with a better 9 megahertz frequency quickly, perhaps they should just stay for the time being on 6190. English from Radio Tirana, Albania, for the A09 schedule, Monday through Saturday at 14:30 to 15 on 13625, 18:45 to 19 on 13640, and 7430. That one may have some interference problems. I'm sure they'd enjoy getting your reports. At 20 UT to 2030, 7465 and 13640. And UT Tuesday through Sunday at midnight 30 to midnight 45 on 9345. And the other three broadcasts all on 7425, 1:45 to 2, 2:30 to 3, and 0330 to 0400. The Voice of Greece has resumed using three transmitters at once and gone back more or less to its previous schedule, as noted by myself and by John Babas in Maryland. That was as of March 19th. There is an English program on Sunday evenings, which has been at midnight 5 UT Mondays, but should now be at about 23:05 on Sundays, when the frequencies in use are 9420, 7475, and 15650. It's mostly music. As of March 26, the Voice of Turkey still has not corrected the wrong language being broadcast via Canada at 0400 on 7325. I check it every night, and it's still in Turkish instead of English. From March 29th or 30th, it shifts 1 hour earlier to 0300, and we wonder what language that will bring us. Joe's Jacob in India and Ron Howard in California note that the Minorities and Educational Service from Myanmar Radio or Burma has changed frequency from 9730.84 variable, last heard on February 21st, now on 5915.0, which Ron was hearing on March 21st and 22nd, between 1335 and 1500. Joe's Jacob says he heard it from 1130 past 1530, a different program from 5985. The tentative A09 English schedule from Radio Thailand. Midnight to midnight 30 to South Africa, 9640. Midnight 30 to 1 to Eastern North America, 12120. 2 to 2:30 to Western North America, 15275. 5:30 to 6 to Europe, 17655. 12:30 to 13 to Australia, 9890. 14 to 14:30 Australia, 9455. 19 to 20 to Europe, 7570, 2030 to 2045 to Europe, 9680. And they may also be using 15275 to North America between midnight and 0100. Hope you didn't lose too much sleep looking for the final shortwave broadcast of ZLXA New Zealand. George Moroti found out from the station it was a no-show. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued March 24th, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, peaking at 15 and 4 April 9th. Solar flux steady at 70. It's really been down to 68. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1453.